Hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. My name is Kevin, and it is good to be with you. Good to be closing out yet another week together. And all week this week, we have been exploring Reinhold Niebuhr's prayer, the Serenity Prayer, which has become most famous through the use of youth within Alcoholics Anonymous and other recovery groups. And I hope that you've enjoyed kind of taking it and looking at it maybe from a different lens, looking at it particularly not only with what God is doing within us personally, but also maybe what God is calling us to kind of socially as we understand our cultural moment. It's been fun to sit in that, to explore it in a different way, in a slower way, and I hope that it's been engaging for you as well. You know, I wanted to just kind of read the prayer again one more time to kind of just frame where we've been, but it's, God, give us the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. And so all week, we've looked really at those kind of three virtues of serenity or peace, at courage and at wisdom, of understanding in complex times like we live in, understanding how we operate, where are the ways in which we are called to move in the world, to speak out, to engage in God's mission, but also to lean in and to trust that God is moving, that God is doing the work behind the scenes that we cannot do. And so this whole week, we've been kind of in that tension of trying to pray through, allow the Holy Spirit to develop and foster up these sorts of virtues within us, and all of which trying to understand the wisdom to discern how we engage in those different areas. You know, as is our custom on Common Prayer, every Saturday, we work ourselves through the prayer of examine as a way of slowing down, of pumping the brakes to our fast-paced world, and just reflecting back on the subtle ways in which God's shown up. So often we move so quickly through the world that we fail to really see God's movement and God's action in our lives, because so often that comes through the mundane things of our life, but we don't always see God there. And so the examine is simply that. It's a tool for us to slow down and to see where God may be calling us. And I think it fits well with this topic of the Serenity Prayer, because the Serenity Prayer really is a way for us to engage to God's voice and listening to where God may be leading us. And in a lot of ways, that's exactly what the examine does for us as well. So we're going to do that in a moment here, but I'm just wanting to remind you that tomorrow there won't be any episode, but rather we'll be back Monday for another week of Common Prayer together. And so we're excited about that. Kathy B has been working behind the scenes on a few themes for that week, and so we're excited to see and to engage in what she's got coming for us. So with that, let's begin with the prayer of examine. So I invite you now to begin to take a few deep breaths and slow your mind and your heart to the moment. Maybe you begin with a breath prayer that's just welcoming the Holy Spirit, something like, as you breathe in, just say, Lord Jesus, I am here. Pray that a few times with the cadence of your breath. Lord Jesus, I am here. And allow that prayer of welcome to kind of seep into your mind, seep into your heart. Even as we begin, if you're comfortable, just envision Jesus with you. Envision the Holy Spirit present with you. And in this first step of the prayer, I want you to become aware of God's presence. So maybe it means closing your eyes and opening yourself up to the Holy Spirit. And I want you to begin to offer up the events of this past week to the Lord. And as you do that, ask the Holy Spirit for clarity. Ask the Holy Spirit for understanding. And ask the Holy Spirit to an openness of where God may be moving within your life in the past week. Thank you. now as you sit in the presence of God, in the presence of the Holy Spirit, I invite you to step two. That's to simply review the week with gratitude. And so allow those events of the past week to come to mind. Walk through each one of them with God as they come to your memory. And as you do that, I want you to notice just the small joys, the small delights that were there in each of those moments. Pay attention to the small things. Maybe it's the interaction with a friend, a coworker, a spouse, roommate. Maybe it was a meal you ate. Maybe the laughter of a loved one. Or maybe simply the opportunity to walk in the sunshine. Whatever it is, just meditate on the joy in those moments and give gratitude to God, recognizing that those moments were a gift of grace. And as we move from gratitude, I want to invite you to the third stage of the examine, which is simply to just pay attention to your emotions. That as you allow the events of this past week to continue to roll through your mind, you reflect back on the feelings you felt throughout those days, whether they were positive or negative. Many times we can detect the Holy Spirit's movement within our emotions. What is it that you felt? Is it happiness? Contentedness? Compassion? Anger? Fear? Boredom. As you allow those emotions to come to the surface, just ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to show you what He might be saying to you through those emotions. What is the Spirit subtly communicating to you in those times? Now I invite you to the next step, which is simply to choose one piece of those emotions and to pray from it. So ask the Lord to direct your mind to some particular instance with a particular emotion that seems important. Again, it could be positive, it could be negative. Maybe an interaction with a person, a realization that you had. Or it may be something that was otherwise unimportant. But allow that moment to come to mind and pray about that. Allow the prayer to just kind of rise within you organically. Whether it's a prayer of praise, repentance, intercession, gratitude, or invocation. Allow your heart to just pray organically back to God. Now I invite you to the final step, which is to look toward tomorrow. I invite you to ask God to lead you through tomorrow's joys and challenges. As you consider tomorrow and the upcoming week, pay attention to the emotions that arise within you. Are you nervous or worried? Excited? Anxious? Turn those emotions that arise into your prayer. Spend a moment and just ask God for help and for hope. As we consider one final time the Serenity Prayer, let me just read these words, this prayer over you again. God, give us the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed. Courage to change the things that should be changed. And the wisdom to distinguish the one.
Thank you for joining us on Common Prayer today. Common Prayer is a ministry started by Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Hosted by our generation's pastor, Kevin Sneed, with original music by Brandon Passion, our worship pastor. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily. Thanks again for joining us.